Thanks. I thought of what I should have said earlier when I was on the spot. You might remember. Do you guys know about Uno, the candy bar?
Yeah. Yes.
You know that this is the only, that the fucking Shell station on the, whatever the exit is, the main exit here, is the only place, like, in the whole fucking country. Every gas station I ever go to, every convenience store, every candy, you know, any place that I always look, because I just remember
if
from...
If we were Regis and Kathy Lee, I'd now say, it's true!
It's true, I do. And from childhood, I don't know, like, you know, I used to be able to get these things in Southern California, and like, but everywhere I've lived, you know, no place other than the fucking Shell station in Olympia, Washington, can I get Uno? And I went there today and I bought every freaking Uno in the gas station.
And tonight, as a very cruel joke, after he falls asleep, I'm going to eat them all methodically while watching Cheaters. Have you all seen that show, Cheaters? We only watch it on tour. Oh, it's a great show.
Favorite show of all time.
Look, the host is a prick, but it doesn't matter. Because anybody who's ever in their whole lives, from high school onward, ever been cheated on, which is to say, all of us, right, can enjoy the show called Cheaters. Because there's a guy who evidently at some point in his life got cheated on, and he's mad. Now he's got a show, right? So what he does is he encourages people who have their doubts about their spouse, which, you know, unless you're neurotic, your doubts are probably well-founded. You know, you don't, normal people don't sit around going, is my wife cheating on me? No, you only think that if something be happening, you know? So this guy gets these letters from these people, and then, you know, he brings a team of investigators. I assume none of them are really functioning under the full auspices of the law, but, you know, that's why it's cable TV, right? And then he follows around the presumed cheater with a secret crew of recorders for a while there, you know, and he films the comings and goings of the paramour. And then he makes the person who called him watch the videotape. It's like a...
On the camcorder.
Yeah. He holds the camcorder up. He goes, here we see day three of our investigation. You'll notice that he goes into your house, the house that the two of you have worked and paid for.
I'm really sorry you have to see this.
Yeah, don't look away. Right. And so you see they enter at three, and then he fast forwards, and she exits 2.5 hours later, and as you can see, and he really likes to pause when they kiss goodbye, when the person and then the person with whom they're cheating kiss goodbye, he likes to pause and wait for the full effect of it to sink in. And this is, as you can see, and at this point, of course, the person who called him completely fucking collapses, right? Goes insane. If they're a Springer Show type person, they go, oh, no, it's on. It's on. And then, of course, there's the confrontation, right? That's what the whole show is built around.
Then he says, we are investigators. I just got a call from my investigator and your wife is at Chili's right now. And then they go to the Chili's. Is it the best fucking show ever?
But the show should have been called Mountain Goat Song. And so, but yeah, I wish I could tell you that this next song is based on that, but I don't even know what I'm going to play yet. So.
No children!
Sandy Elite's
cake. No children!
You or Your Memory, because I'm fond of that song.